Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Schools.
It's time for another Christmas Wish, and this morning we have Eva on the phone. Good morning, Eva. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thank you.
Good morning, Eva. We got your nomination for Gina for Christmas Wish. Who is Gina to you?
Gina's my sister-in-law.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to call up Gina, and then we're going to have you read your nomination, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, hang on.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Gina?
Yes.
Hi, Gina. It's Jagger and Christie calling for Magic 92.5. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're fabulous.
We're doing good. You're probably wondering why we're calling. We do a little thing called Christmas Wish every year, and you have been nominated for a Christmas Wish by your sister-in-law, Eva.
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead and say hi to Eva.
Say hi. She's on the line with us.
Hi, Gina. Eva, I love you. Thank you.
She wrote a lovely nomination. And so she's going to go ahead and read that right now. Is that okay?
Of course.
All right, go ahead, Eva.
Okay. I would like to nominate my sister-in-law, Gina. Gina is a very hardworking person. She has a full-time job, a side hustle, 4 daughters, and a grandson that depend on her. This last month, her landlord of 15-plus years gave her 30 days to move out so he can update the rental, which would make it unaffordable for her. Right now, I know she is scared that she can't find a place to live that is within her budget. She is using all her savings, her 401k, and what she had saved up for Christmas to put down a deposit and rent and moving costs. I really wish I could help her more because when we didn't have a place to live, she opened up her home to us for several months while she was pregnant and raising a newborn. I know it's not easy for her, but she's always giving and thinking about how to help others. So my wish this Christmas is that she would have a safe place for her kids and her grandson to live in. I wish that she would know that she is appreciated and seen and loved.
Wow, that's very nice.
How you doing, Gina?
I'm okay.
A little rough go right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you found a place to live yet? You still looking?
We got approved for a place, actually.
Good.
But I don't have the money to put down yet, so I'm trying to get that together.
Well, listen, and by the way, Eva, what a great nomination. It sounds to me like you want to pay forward, too. It seems like Gina helped you in the past.
Yeah, she's always helping everybody.
All right, well, let's help Gina.
Well, Gina, this is your moment.
First thing we do, Gina, we are going to get you a Christmas tree to make sure that you have a Christmas tree from our friends at the Pinery Christmas Trees. They've got tree lots in Del Mar, in Bonita, Mission Valley, and Rancho Bernardo. So we want to make sure you have a tree, okay? So you got that? We're going to give you a $75 gift card. You can take that to Armstrong Garden Centers and buy all the things you need to decorate that tree and make your place look very Christmassy for you and the kids, okay?
Okay.
And so we want to just kind of round out Christmas Day and make sure you got, you know, a nice meal on the table for Christmas. So our friends at Barron's Market have a $100 gift card for you to go ahead and get whatever you guys like for your Christmas dinner.
No, thank you.
And I don't know if you've heard, we have so many wonderful partners for Christmas Wish, one of which is Jerry from City Tacos. You can sit down and have some tacos with your family. So he's got a $50 gift card that he's going to give you to City Tacos.
No. Thank you.
They're so good.
They are really good. So do me a favor. Tell me about your kids.
I have 4 daughters. My oldest daughter, Sienna, she's trying to go to school and become like a cosmetologist. An amazing little boy. And my grandson, who's almost 3. He's autistic, but he isn't verbal, but he has the loudest personality in the whole world. He is so amazing. And then my other daughter is Crimson, who's 20, and she's figured stuff out. She's about to start school and stuff, and she's like one of my right hands over here between the two of them. She helps all the time, so she loves working with kids. She's a really great kid.
Well, you know, let's stop there, because those are your 2 older daughters, so we want to make sure you have something to put under the tree for them. So we have a $100 gift card for Sienna to Ulta, so she can go get what she needs. I understand Crimson likes clothes and stuff, so we want to give her a $100 gift card to Forever 21.
Oh, so love that. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Good. And then just to kind of round out the kids and stuff, too, we also want to give them some SeaWorld tickets, some tickets to go just hang out at SeaWorld San Diego. How about that?
Oh, that would be
That'd be so amazing because I have canceled all passes, so I didn't think they would get to go in a long time.
Well, now you're going to go.
Well, you know, and SeaWorld is so festive right now with their Christmas celebration going on. So, you know, maybe it'll just be a moment for you and the girls to just kind of bond a little bit and forget some of your troubles and just have a nice time as a family.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Now, before I start crying, let's move on to your other two daughters. Tell me about them.
My next one is Cheyenne. She's so animated. She's so sassy. She loves to sing and dance. If we're in the store, she'll actually just bust out in song.
Oh, my goodness.
Right now, she's trying to do a bracelet. She has beads and she's trying to sell her.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Wow, that's a great
idea.
Cool.
Her little marketing stuff and her little bags with my craft stuff. And
Oh, nice.
She's very creative, very outgoing little girl. She won student council. And then Goldie, she's very calm and go with the flow. And she's so smart and she loves to sketch and draw. I mean, the drawings that she does is like amazing to me.
She sounds like a little artist
they
in the making.
They both sound great. Well, and for Mario too, I know he's your grandson and he's two or almost three, you said. And we have a really wonderful desktop set learning station for him from our friends at San Diego Family Magazine. And the same for Cyan and Goldie. We have some great toys. They have these box toys that have all kinds of art supplies and stuff in them. And we've got really great things from San Diego Family Magazine for you to put under the tree for all your kids. Okay?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
So now you can just relieve the burden of having to find Christmas toys for the kids. We got them.
Oh, you guys are amazing. Thank you. Thank you, Eva. Oh, my gosh.
Now, we'd like to talk about you for a minute. What's going on with you? How are you feeling? How are you holding up?
I'm just nervous because I'm a little just apprehensive and just making sure I can take care of everybody.
Well, I have no doubt that you are taking care of everybody, and that's why we want to take care of you today. Our friends at Better Off Med Spa, Sari, who owns the place, she's been working with us for years, and this year she's giving all the Christmas Wish recipients a stocking, a beautiful Christmas stocking, by the way, and she's put in there her skin line care to help you out and maybe get your skin glowing and looking good again. And that's not all. She also put in there, and you can do whatever you want with this money, she put in a $300 Visa gift card.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And we hope that helps out a little bit to try to get you caught back up, you know? And I think and that's our goal, is just to help you catch up so that, you can breathe and move on. Kim Reyes owns San Diego Therapeutic Massage. And so she is going to put a gift certificate for a 60-minute massage into that stocking. So when you have a moment and everybody's settled doing something, you can go and take care of yourself a little bit, have some me time, and get a nice relaxing massage.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
That's
it's been a while.
It's nice. Always nice. Here's the other thing we find, Gina. At Christmas time, it always seems like the bills kind of get in the way of getting that Christmas spirit going. So we wanted to free you of a little bit of that if we could. So we understand that your SDG&E bill is $650, and we don't want you guys to get cold. We don't want you to have no lights. So if it's okay with you, we'd like to pay that $650 bill and get that off your plate.
Oh my God. Oh my God, that would help us so much. Thank you.
And then there's the, you've just got the new rent, right? The new rent's going on. We understand that's $2,500. We were kind of thinking that, wow, why don't we just do this? How about we just pay your rent for the month of December and you don't have to worry about that $2,500. You can do whatever you want with that money. How about that?
Oh my God.
We thought it might. We just hope it gives you a little bit of relief through the holidays and gets you a little bit closer to where you need to be in getting everybody settled in the new place.
Thank you so much.
Eva, I think you've paid it forward. I think you've paid it forward pretty well there.
I think so. You guys are amazing.
There's only one more thing I need for this wish to be granted, and that's a Merry Christmas on the count of three. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Here we go. One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
If you know someone who could use some help this season, nominate them. Or you can even give back and make someone's Christmas wish come true. Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.